hunger strike number 2. She asked me to inspire her, but I was incapable, having become exhausted from a fortnight of self-deprivation. "You're so boring," she says, and I nod in agreement, anxious but not really, especially after agreeing to give eating another try. "I bought some grapes," she said, "but there are seeds in them. I hope you don't mind." "Of course I mind," I said to myself, for once beginning to understand what it means not to be heard.